Okay, thank you very much for coming. Good morning. May our learning be a merit. Yilui nishmas v'yira chaya nechama bracha lea shalom bas David Mordechai. Today is the final daf of Seder Kadshim. So let's start again with the beginning of the chapter. The last two chapters here. Fourth and fifth chapter of Maseches Midos. We're going through the entire Beis HaMikdash, starting from the Temple Mount, through the courtyards, now up to the structure of the Heichal, of the inner holy area. So the Mishnah begins at the very top of Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Pischo Shel Heichal, the entrance of the Heichal. Gavo Esther Amo was 20 amos tall, Rachbo Esther Amos and 10 amos wide. Va'arbat Lasos Hayulo. As we're going to learn, the entranceway itself was 6 tfachim thick. So it actually had 4 doors to it. Shtayim Bifnim, 2 on the inside, Shtayim Machutz, and 2 on the outside. Shenamar, as it says, Ushtayim Lasos Laheichal, Vila Kodesh. 2 sets of doors. One for the Heichal, those are the outer doors, and one for the Kodesh, those are the inner doors. Hachitzonos niftachos l'toch ha-pesach l'chasos avyo shel kosel. The external doors, when they opened, they would then cover the two sides of the doorway, and cover the walls. V'apimios, and the inner doors, niftachos l'toch ha-bayis, they open up into the Heichal itself. And they swing around to the back, l'chasos acharad lasos, to cover behind the door. So imagine here, you know, you have 2 doors, space, and another 2 doors. When these 2 doors open, they cover the 2 walls on the side. When the inner door is open, they cover the walls on the side of them. And the reason for this, ishakal habayis tachos tach bezav, the rest of the heichal was overlaid, was surrounded with gold. Chutz mi'acharad lasas, except for this area behind the doors, because when the doors would open, they would cover it, so there was no need for this area to be covered with gold. Reb Yudah disagrees. He doesn't say that there were 4 doors, 2 of them covering the walls of the gate, and 2 of them covering the back of the gate. Rather, he says all 4 doors would open up into the space of the gateway, and there was actually a hinge in the doors that the doors would fold. So Yudah says, "Besocha bayis ha-pesachin hayu omdos." All the doors used to open up into the space of this doorway, this 6 tfachim. Akmin, it's tamrito hayu. The doors used to fold in the middle. They were combined with a hinge. And and they would fall to behind them. And Elishte Amos Umechza, these would take up 2.5 Amos. The Elishte Amos Umechza. So once the door is folded over, so this way would take over 2.5 Amos. This way would take over 2.5 Amos. So the full 5 Amos were filled, but actually the whole area was 6 Amos. So the answer is, Chatzi Amma Mezuzo Mikan. The doors were not actually at the edge of the doorway. They were half an Amma in, Chatzi Amma Mezuzo Mikan, and half an Amma in on the other side. Shenamar, that's what the Pasuk says. Ushtayim Dlasos, Lidlasos. 2 doors, 2 pairs of doors. Lidlasos, Shtayim Musabos. Ushtayim Dlasos, Lidlasos, Shtayim Musabos, Dlasos, Shtayim Lidelas Achas, Ushtayim Lidelas Achas. So 2 doors would divide to become 1 door, and 2 doors would open up to become another door. In other words, the doors themselves had hinges that would fold to enable that to surround the walls of the inside of the doorway. But he doesn't think there was any door opening out to surround the inside of the Heichal building. Okay, so now the doorway to the Heichal was 20 by 10. And then next to the big doors of the Heichal, there were 2 small doors. There were 2 small doors to this big gate. Echad bat Safon, ve'echad bat Darom, one in the north and one in the south. Here we have a nice picture, a dramatization. This is the Heichal. On top of the Heichal was the gold leaves and grapes and clusters. You had the two crowns in honor of all the donors to the Beit HaMikdash that people would climb up to sometimes look at. And you had two small doors next to the door of the Heichal. One in the north, one in the south. So the Mishnah teaches us, one of the south never opened. It was God's door. That's the one it says about it in Yechezkel. It says, Hashem said to me, this gate, this day is closed. Lo yipatach. It is not to open. No man enters it. God, the Lord of Israel, will enter it and it will be closed. Now on the right, the door actually opened into what we're going to learn a lot about today, the Ta'im. The Ta'im were all these chambers all along the wall of the Heichal. There were also chambers on the outside all along the walls. There were lots of chambers, storage areas. So this second door, the Pishpesh Tzvoni, the northern door, would open up into a Ta, into one of the chambers, one of the rooms in the wall.
Where was the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
Back here. This is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is the Heichal we're talking about here. The door to the right of the main doorway that opens up into the Ta, into the chamber. Right. And
I see it.
So this is at the southern doorway. Now, in the morning, Natlas HaMafteach, when it's time to open up the doors of the Heichal, the Kohen would take the key, Upatachas HaPishpesh, would open up this northern doorway. And Nichnas La'atza, you would then, there's now an argument whether he would go into a chamber, and the chamber would have a passageway to open up into the Heichal, or maybe he would actually go through the wall, and there would be this own passageway to get into the gap between the two sets of doors and open up the doors of the Heichal from here. So, according to the first opinion, he would take the key, Patachas HaPishpesh, he would open up this small door, Nichnas La'atzeh, would enter into the chamber, and Umeatel HaHechal from the chamber, he would go into the Heichal and open up the doors of the Heichal from the inside. Rabbi Yudam Ravida says, no, B'soch Uvyo Shel Kosel HaMahalech, inside the thickness of the wall, next to the doors of the Heichal, there was a path, and he would walk through that thickness. Achinimtsa Omid Bein Shnei Ashar. So he would, according to the Chacham, he would go through the chamber, through the doorway, into the chamber, and then make the turn into the Heichal, stand outside both sets of doors and open them. According to Yehuda, there was a door in the wall. He would walk through, there was a pathway through the wall. He wouldn't even get to the chamber. He would go in, make a left. He would end up in the space between the two sets of doors, and he would open them from there. So he would be standing between the two gates. He would open the outer gates, the outer two doors from the inside. The sapnim is in the inner two doors. Mibachutz from the outside of those doors. Now about the chambers. Ushloshim Ushmona Tayim Hayushav. There were 38 gates. There were 38 chambers. We're going to learn this according to the Tiferes Yisrael. There were 38 chambers all around the Heichal. So all around the Heichal, this is the Heichal, there were these small chambers. Yes, on the outside. Ushloshim Ushmana Ta'im Hayu Sham. Chamisha Sabit Safon, 15 on the north. Chamisha Sabit Darom, 15 on the south. Ushmana Ben Maravan, 8 in the west. So that's a total of 38. 15 plus 15 plus 8. Shabbat Safon, Shabbat Darom, how were they arranged in the north and the south? Chamisha al Gabi Chamisha and Chamisha al Gabayim. Five chambers, on top of that, five chambers, on top of that, five chambers. That's 15. Shabbat Marav, the west, that had 8 chambers. Shlosh al Gabi Shlosha, 3 chambers. On top of that, 3 chambers. Ushnaim al Gabayim, and 2 on top of them. Ushlosha psachim hayu l'kol echad v'yachad. Each chamber had at least 3 entrances. Echad l'tamen hayamin, one for the chamber to its right. One to the chamber to its left, and one to the chamber on top of it. However, in the corner that was northeast, that chamber actually had five entrances. So what were the five entrances in that chamber? This is the chamber closest to the northeastern corner of the Heichal. It would have one entrance, Echad Atzam Naimin, one entrance for the chamber to its right, Echad Atzam Shal Gabav, and it had a second entrance for the chamber on top of it. It had another entrance for the ramp. There was a ramp that would lead up to the roof of all the chambers, and then from the roof you would be able to get to an area where there was a ladder to be able to climb the ladder to the very roof of the Heichal. So there was a separate ramp. We're going to learn a lot about this ramp called the Mesiba. So this room had a doorway to the ramp. Now, the room was already pretty high up, but actually was a doorway to a ladder, which would go down to the ramp, and then with the ramp you could go up to the top of the chambers. The Echel of Pishpesh, plus it had another door, as we saw, to this doorway, right, to the small door on the side of the Echal gates. The side of the Echal gates, it was a small door that you could open to go into the chamber, then through the chamber into the Echal, to then open the gates. Echel of Pishpesh went to the Pishpesh. And finally, the Echel of Echal, because you would go through this chamber to get into the Echal, this chamber had a doorway into the Heichal where the Kohen would go in the morning to open the gates. Now, talking about the chambers, what they looked like. It was like this. It got wider and wider as they went up. HaTachtona, the bottom chamber was Chamesh, was five amos wide. The Rovat, its floor on the top of it, in other words, the roof of it, which is the floor of the next chamber, was Shesh, was six amos wide. I'm sorry, it's the middle one, was six amos wide. The Verovat and its floor flat, or its roof, which is the floor of the next one, was Sheva, was seven amos wide. Elyona Sheva. Now the space of the seven, of the third one was seven amos wide. Shenamar, that's what it says. Hayatziya Tachtona, the bottom closet, Chamish Ba'am Arachba, was five amos wide. Hatichona, the middle one, was Shesh Ba'am, was six amos wide. Rachba Vashlishis, and the third was Sheva Ba'ama Rachba, was seven amos wide. So we're still talking here about the chambers that were built all around the Heichal. So now we're up to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Hey. Now we get to talk about this ramp leading up to the area on top of all these chambers. There was a ramp that would go up Mikaren Mizrachis Tfonis, from the chamber closest to the northeastern corner, Likaren Tfonis Maravis. It would go all the way up to the northwestern corner of the building. Shabahi Olim Ligago Satim. Through this ramp, they would get up to the roofs on top of all the chambers. Hey Olim Masiba. Let's say you have a Kohen. He's climbing up the ramp. In front of Lamar, his face is to the west. When he walks up the ramp, so he walks up the entire northern side of the Heichal. Until he gets to the west. He's here now at the west, close to the Kotel Maravi. He turns to his left, he turns towards the south. He walks the entire path of the western side. Until he gets to the south. When he comes to the south, he now turns around towards the other side, towards the east, towards the front of the Heichal. He's walking along the southern side until he gets to an area which is going to lead him to the entrance to the second story. When we think of the Heichal, right, we had the nice picture of the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodashim, right, going back here. Right, we have the Heichal. Behind it, we have the Kodesh HaKodashim. Truth is, that's just on the bottom floor. It was a second floor. The Heichal was huge. We're going to learn. It's 100 amos tall. So 100 amos tall is at the very least 150 feet tall. It was very, very large. So it actually had two floors. So it was the bottom floor, which had the menorah and the shulchan and the Mizbeach Hazav and the Kodesh HaKodashim. And in the Kodesh HaKodashim, you had just a plain, you know, floor. But there was a top floor. And the top floor also had the area on top of the Heichal and the area on top of the Kodesh HaKodashim. And the top floor also had a parochas to separate the area on top of the Heichal and the area on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So here, when he's walking along the south, he's magia lepischa shel aliyah. He's getting to the area where there's actually an entrance into that second floor. Pischa shel aliyah pasuach ladar. The entrance to the second floor was opened on the southern side. Now, next to this door, there were these two poles, beams. That's good, even better. Two beams of cedar, which had rungs all along them. There was this huge ladder going up all the way to the roof. It was 100. It was like a 70 amo ladder tall. It was,
wow!
It had rungs along it. It was a huge ladder. It'd go all the way up to the roof. Now, with this ladder, they could get up, number one, to the entrance to the aliyah, and they could go even higher than the entrance of the aliyah. They could even go all the way up to the roof of the aliyah, the roof on top of the heichal. Now, in this second floor, there was also blocks of wood along the wall to separate Bein HaKodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, between the area on top of the Kodesh and the area on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, besides the parochas, besides the curtain that was separating between the area on top of the Kodesh and the area on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So here we have a nice picture. We have here all the, you know, all the three chambers, the bottom chamber of 5, 6, 7, on top of it, a roof on top of the floor, the three floors of chambers. There is this ramp leading up. And over here, when he's walking along, he gets to this huge ladder, the two klinsos shel eres. He can climb up it, go into a door into the attic, or if more he wants, he can go even higher. He can even keep on climbing all the way to the roof on top of the heichal.
How many amos?
And in this second floor, there was both the parochas as well as klinsos shel eres. There were also beams along the wall to separate from the area on top of the Kodesh and the area on top of the Kodesh HaKodashim. Now, finally, in the area on top of the Kodesh HaKodashim, the lulin ayipsuchim aliyah lebeis Kodesh HaKodashim. There were all these circles, all these holes in the floor of the attic going down into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Shebahen hayim shalshon esomnim. Let's say there was some repair that had to be made in the Kodesh HaKodashim. They would put the craftsman in a box that was closed on three sides but open on the top, and they would lower him through the holes in the roof down into Kodesh HaKodashim to repair Kodesh HaKodashim. Kedei, now the shalshon esomnim batevos, they would lower the craftsman in boxes, kedei shlo yazunu einayim mibeis Kodesh HaKodashim, so that their eyes not enjoy the sight of the Kodesh HaKodashim. No one's allowed to look at the holiness of the Kodesh HaKodashim. Now, the Heichal itself, Mishnah Vav, HaHeichal Meya Al Rum Meya. The Heichal itself was 100 Amos by 100 Amos with the height of 100 Amos. Can you imagine? It's huge, huge. Here's a nice picture of what the Heichal may have looked like. Wow. Huge. Very, very, very tall.
It was a cube.
Yes. 100 by 100 by 100.
How much was each chamber? How big was each chamber?
Oh, we're going to see in a second.
100. In Astro, the shoot is a rectangle.
Yeah, but that's including the Ulam, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as well as all the rooms around it. All these chambers. 150 feet. By 150 feet by 150 feet.
By 100 was the entire building structure, including
that's right.
The Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Yes.
So 10,000 square feet on each floor.
You know what I'm saying?
Big. The Heichal was 100 amma by 100 amma with a height of 100 amma. So now going through the height. How do we get to the height of 100 amma? Ho'otem, the bottom level, the foundation, was 6 amos tall. The gavo arbaim amma. Now each room, wow, the room of the Heichal and the room above the Heichal, each of them was 40 amos. Then you had the amma, gavo arbaim amma. You'd have the room of the Heichal was 40 amos tall. And then on top of it, the floor between the Heichal and the Aliyas HaKodesh, between the floor and the second floor, the floor itself was quite thick. It had an Amma Kiyur, one Amma of decorations, then Amma Beis Dilfa, Amma Sain Beis Dilfa, then two Amos of roofing, the Amma Tikra, then another Amma of called the roof itself, and another Amma of a Ma'aziva, another Amma of a fill. So a total of a floor of four Amos, right? So you have here a six Amma thick foundation, 40 Amma cavity, that's the room of the Heichal. Then you have a floor of itself being 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1, another 4 Amos, so we're up to now 50 Amos. Then another 40 Amos, we're up to 90 Amos. Then over here another roof, which is another 4 Amos, we're up to 94 Amos. And then again you had, Vigova Shel Aliyah 40 Amah, the height of the second floor was again 40 Amos. For Amma Kiyur, then again an Amma of decorations, Amma Sain Beis Dilfa, Amma Tikra, Amma Ma'aziva, then another 4 Amos worth of space as the roof. We're up to already 94 Amos of height. Then you had Shalosh Amos Ma'aka. Right, you have 4 Amos. I'm sorry, no, more. 5 Amos. 5 Amos of height at each level of roof. So we're up to already, so 10 Amos are the two floors. Then the bottom floor is 6 Amos, we're up to 16 Amos, and now we have another 80 Amos, so we're up to 96 Amos, because another 80 Amos are the two rooms, each room is 40 Amos, so we're up to 96 Amos, and then on the very top of the Heichal, you had another 4 Amos. How'd you get that? So the Mishnah explains, you had Shalosh Amos Maka, you had a fence on top of the roof of 3 Amos, and on top of the fence, there was razor wire to keep, actually a razor, a piece of metal, to keep the ravens off. The Amma Kala Orev. The Amma to keep the ravens off. So there was, this is the picture here. You have a base of 6, 40, a roof of another 5, another 40, another roof of 5, then on top, two fences, each of 3. And on top of the fence, you have another Amma of metal, sharp at the top, to keep the birds away from landing.
But what did they do in the top half? What did they do with the 4 Yamos second, the upper level?
But they'd have to get in there to be able to go down, to be able to fix things.
They need 4 Yamos just to be able to fix stuff.
To go from there down into fixing things. It's a big storage area. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, Loya kala orev olam en amida. This, you know, metal piece to keep away the birds actually wasn't part of the 100. Ela arba amos hayamaka. So the fence at the top of the roof was itself 4 amos, and on top of that was another amma of metal, you know, razor to keep away the birds from landing on top of the heichal. Okay, so now we spoke about the height of the heichal being 100 amma. So now we have to go from the east to the west being 100 amma, and then we have to go from the south to the north, being 100 amma, because remember, it was 100 by 100 by 100. So now, Mi'amizrach l'mayra, from the east to the west, was also 100 amma. Kosel ulam chamish, the wall of the ulam, the outermost antechamber, was 5 amos. Then ha'ulam, the space of the ulam, was another 11. Achat esrei, we're up to 16. Kotel heichal sheish, the wall of the heichal, as we've learned, was 6 amos, because that's why you had the two sets of doorways to cover the 6 amos. Tocho arboim amma, the inside of the heichal was 40 amos. Then you had the amma traxin, the amma between the heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which had the two paroches on it for the Kohen Gadol to walk through to get on Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then the Kodesh HaKadoshim was esrim amma, was 20 amma, was based Kodesh HaKadoshim, was the space of the holiest of holies. And again you have kotel haichal, the wall of the heichal is another sheish, another 6 amos. Then you have ta, then you have the area of the rooms on the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's also 6. The Kotel HaTan, the wall of the Ta, the wall of that room, was another Chamish, another 5 Amos. So now we have a total of 100 Amos from the east to the west. Now, how do we get 100 Amos from the north to the south. That's the next. Right, how do we get 100 amos from the north to the south? So now the Mishnah says, Menatzafon ladarom. Now going from the north to the south, Shivim Amma. You have 70 amos. How so? Kotel Amasiba Hamish. The wall next to the ramp was 5 amos thick. Hamasiba Shalosh. The ramp leading to the top of all the ta'im, of all the chambers, was itself 3 amos wide. Masiba, the ramp itself, right? We have the word Masiba 3 times in the Masechta. It means different things, but here it means the ramp. Now, Kotel Ata, the wall of the all the chambers was chamesh, was 5 amos thick. Tashish, the chambers themselves were 6 amos thick. Kotel Heichal Sheish, now we're up to the wall of the Heichal, right? We're going through all the walls. This wall, the ramp, this wall, up to the chamber. Now the wall of the Heichal, the wall of the Heichal was itself 6. Tocho Esrim Amma. Now the width of the Heichal from north to south was 20 amos. And again, Kotel Eichal, another wall of the Eichal is another 6. Fatah Sheish, then another chamber is 6. Kotel Atah on the wall of that chamber is another Chamish, another 5. Then you add another area that was called Beit Horadat HaMayim, the area where all the waters were drained down there. That was Shalosh Amos, that was 3 Amos wide. And then you had a Kotel, a wall of that, which was Chamish Amos, which was 5 Amos. So far we've done 70 amos. Now we said that the whole area was 100. So there's another 15 amos on each side of ulam space, not of heichal space. That's where you get to the 100 by 100. So the 15 amos of the ulam, what were they out for? Ha'ulam odif alav, the ulam was more than the heichal. Chamesh esrei amos min ha'tzafon, 15 amos from the north, and chamesh esrei amos min ha'darom, 15 amos from the south. What did they do in these two corners of the ulam? That was the area of storing all the knives that were used for the shechita. That's where they would hide the knives. The heichal itself was narrower in the back and then wider in the front, right? Because the ulam was wide, whereas the heichal was narrower. The reason for that is v'dom la'ari, to look like a lion. Shenamar, as it says, Hoy Ariel, whoa, you, the lion of God. Kiryas Chana David, the city in which David has camped, Mahari, just like a lion. Sarmi Acharav is narrow in the back, Racham Lofanav, and wide in the front. Afeichal, that's why the Heichal as well, was Sarmi Acharav, narrow in the back with the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Racham Lofanav, and wider in the front. Okay, now starting the final Perek, Perek Hey. Of Maseches Midos. Kol Azarai Saorech, the entire Azara was a length of Mea Ushmona Vesheva, 187 Amma, Al Rochav Mea Shloshim Vachamish, with a width of 135. Now going through it. Menem Izmach Lamarav, from the east to the west, Mea Ushmona Vesheva, there's a total of 187. How do we do that? Welcome to Jesus Yisrael, the place of Ezra Yisrael was Achasasri Amma, 11 Amma. Welcome to the Kohanim. After that, you had the area where the Kohanim would walk as his Kohanim. Achas Esrei Amma. Another 11 Amma. Hamizbeach. Now going again from east to west. Hamizbeach Loshim Mishtaim. The Mizbeach takes up 32 Amos. 32 plus 22. Bein Ulam Hamizbeach Esrei Mishtaim Amma. Between the Mizbeach and the Ulam is another 22 Amma. Ha-Heichal. The Heichal, as we said, from including the entire Ulam all the way back to the wall of the chambers behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim was another 100 Amma. And you had Achaz Esrei Amma, another 11 Amma, Achori Beis HaKaporas, behind the Beis HaKaporas. This is a picture of all of it. 11, 11, 32, 22, 111 in total, 187 in length. Now the width. Menat Safon Nadarom, from the north to the south. Meo Shloshim V'chamesh, 135. So how do we get there? So we'll start from back here, from the north to the from the north to the south. How do we get to 135 over here? So the Mishnah explains. HaKevesh HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach and its ramp is 62. That's 62. Then a mizbeach latzabos from the mizbeach to the rings. There's another shmona amos, another 8 amos. Malkam atzabos, the area of the rings is esrim arbas, 24 amos. Menatzabos la shulchanos arba, from the rings to the tables is another 4 amos. Menashulchanos la nanasim arma, from the tables to the pillars is another 4 amos. Menananasim, from the pillars lekotel azara to the wall of the azara is shmona amos, is 8 amos. Amotar, and the rest is Ben HaKevesh, La Kotel, is the area between the ramp and the southern wall, Makom HaNasim, and the area of the pillars. So this is the, again, 135 all along here. From here to here is 135. From here to here is 187. Says the Mishnah, Sheish Lishkos, Hayu Ba'azara, there were 6 chambers in the Ezras Yisrael, right at the entrance. Shalosh Ba'tzafon, 3 in the north, and Shalosh Ba'darom, 3 in the south. Here we have a beautiful picture of what it might have looked like. You entered into the Azara, you had chambers here, and you had chambers here. So what were the ones that you had? Sheba Darom, the chambers in the south, Lishkas HaMelach, there was the chamber of salt, Lishkas HaParva, the chamber of the skins, Lishkas Kamadichim, the chamber of washing out the insides, Lishkas HaMelach, the chamber of the salt, Shomayin Os, the Melach LaKarbon, that's where they would store the salt for the Karbanos, Lishkas HaParva, the chamber of the skins, Shomayin Molchin Oros Kochim, that's where they would preserve the skins of Karbanos that would then be given to the Kohanim as wages from the Olos. Al Gaga, you base the tefillah on top of the Lishkas HaParva, there was a mikvah that the Kohen Gadol would use in Yom Kippur. Lishkas HaMadichim, the chamber of the washing out of the insides. Shami Yadichim, Kirvei Kachim, that's where they would wash out the intestines of Karbanos. Umisham Mesiba Ol Gagbe HaParva. From the Lishkas HaMadichim, there was another Mesiba here. It doesn't mean a ramp here. It means a winding staircase going to the roof of the base HaParva. The Kohen Gadol would go there. Okay, now on the other side, Sheba Tzafon, on the north, you had 3 chambers on the north of the here of the Azara. Lishkas HaEitz, a chamber of wood. Lishkas HaGola, the chamber of the exiles. And Lishkas HaGazis, the chamber of the Sanhedrin. Lishkas HaEitz, Amr Belezer ben Yaakov, Shachati, Maisim, and Shameshis. I forgot what it was used for. Abba Shalom, Lishkas Kohen Gadol. It was the home of the Kohen Gadol. It was behind the other 2 chambers. The Gag Shlash Tan Shaveh, they had the same common roof. So that was over here, Lishkas HaEitz. It didn't really have an entrance into the Azara. Lishkas HaGola, the chamber over here of the exiles, Lishkas HaGola, that was Shamaya Bar Kavua. There was a well there. V'agalgal Nasan Olav, with a wheel on it. Umishama speaking Mayim L'chol Azara. From there they would take water for the entire Azara. Lishkas HaGazis, the chamber of the cut stone. Shamaya Sanhedrin Gedol Asher Yisrael Yoshevis of Danas HaKohanim. That's where the Sanhedrin would sit. Their main job was to decide who was a Kohen and who was not a Kohen. Kohen Shinimsebo Psul, if they'd find a Kohen who had a disqualification, and say, no, you're not a Kohen, Lovei Shchorim, you'd have to wear black. Misatif Shchorim, cover himself in black, Vyotzev Holichlo, and walk out. Veshalonimsebo Psul, if they didn't find any disqualification, Lovei Shlevanim, he could wear the white garments of the Kahuna. Misatif Levanim, he would wear a white cover. Nichnasu Meshamish Mechma Kohanim, and he could go in and serve with his brethren, the Kohanim. Yom Tovay Osim, they would make a holiday for him. Shalonim Tzapsul Bazar Shal Aaron, that there was no disqualification amongst the seed of Aaron. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, this is the completion of Seder Kadshim. Tomorrow morning, all are invited to join us. We start Maseches Nida, final Masechta of Shas, and the only Masechta that we have in Seder tomorrow. So what's the earliest time for Talis and Tefillin today? 6:27. Okay, so we have some time. Rabbi Hananya Ben